Hello, Philip here from 633. Welcome, and welcome to a new occasional series that I'm calling Explore. The idea is to explore what faith is about, what believing in Jesus means, and why faith might be important to everyday life. It's for those who aren't sure whether to believe or what to believe, but are exploring the possibility of faith in Jesus Christ. Well, let's explore that faith together. Hope you'll enjoy. I don't want to offend anyone here, but it's true that the Christian faith does have some F words. Happily, they aren't offensive ones, though, just by way of reassurance. But looking at them can help us to explore what Christianity is all about. One of my concerns is that we can wrap belief in Christ up in all sorts of jargon that's not part of other people's everyday way of speaking. So let's think now about faith in Jesus as clearly as we can in these next few moments. And let's start by considering how it was that the first people ever came to know Jesus. You see, Jesus looked for people, not the other way around. People often came to him for healing and to listen to him, but those who became known as his first disciples didn't, on the whole. He went looking for them. And when he came across some, he spoke to them and made an offer to them. Think for a minute of Simon Peter and Andrew. In Mark's Gospel account, Jesus was walking along the side of Lake Galilee. I don't know, but perhaps he was having some alone time, some time to think and to pray. And he saw these two guys and approached them and said to them, "Come, follow me, and I'll show you how to fish for people." Now that's a strange opening, but they were fishermen by trade and they were busy with their nets by their boat. So they understood about fish. But Jesus intrigued them with a reference to their everyday lives and an indication that perhaps there was more yet to discover. And essentially, in this invitation, Jesus was calling them into a relationship with him. Come and follow me. Come, get to know me. Find out who I am and what this interesting idea might be about. You see, our first F word is follow. Jesus invites us into a relationship with him, where we get to see who he is, follow what he does, and in time to do what he does. If you were to keep reading in Mark's Gospel in the New Testament, you'd see how Jesus led these guys and others, like James, John, and Matthew, to get to know him and begin to do the things he did. To follow Jesus is, first and foremost, to develop a personal relationship with him. And so to our second Christian F word, and it's find, or perhaps better, find out. See, there is so much to find out about Jesus, about God as our Father in heaven, about the kingdom of God, which is the realm of individual people's lives who are surrendered to God. Jesus, God, they're not monochrome, nor as black and white as many would consider Jesus to be. He is fascinating, deep, fun, joy-filled, compassionate, wise, kind, strong, and so much more. Following Jesus means being one of his disciples. And the word disciple is not one that means blindly following what someone else directs. Actually, the original meaning of the word is being a learner. If we'll follow Jesus, we'll discover just how rich that relationship can be. Jesus said once, "Let me teach you, because I'm humble and gentle at heart, and you'll find rest for your souls." What a fabulous person to learn from Jesus is. That's been my experience over many, many years. An amazing person to learn from. So follow and find are our first two F words in discovering what Christian life is about. But there are two more. You see, we can learn all sorts of things, and it might just be a mental exercise that has little impact on our lives. For instance, on how we live or act or interact and how we conduct ourselves. Now, it may be that much of our education process works in this way, but it isn't what following Jesus is about. We can go to school, college, university, we can learn a lot of stuff, we can get a lot of information that doesn't actually impact the way that we live. But Jesus isn't interested in simply stuffing us full of information about him. He wants us to do something with what we discover about him. He wants it to make a difference to us. When you think about it, as we grow in a new relationship with someone, we're personally affected by what we learn about that person. And that affects how we act with them, how we talk to them or about them, and how these things alter the way we live in all sorts of ways. For example, how much we think about this person. We may even alter how we speak or act because we know what this special person likes and doesn't like. It's just the same with Jesus. The impact that Jesus has on our lives as we discover more about him enables us to learn to trust him and to begin to live in a way that is consistent with who he is to us. If we realize he is kind and values kindness, we're likely to learn to value kindness too. When we discover that he prioritizes certain things in his life, we are more likely to want to prioritize them in our lives too. This is what is known as a life of faith. Faith is trust in Jesus. As we follow him, we find out that he has a great approach to living, and we learn to trust his judgment on a whole range of things. And when we trust someone's judgment, we're much more willing to rise to the challenge of trying out new things. So faith involves a little bit of risk as well. Suppose for a minute that you're fearful of flying in an aeroplane. So you've never flown abroad on holiday and your friends tell you all the time what it is you're missing. Then imagine you fall in love with an airline pilot. Is it possible you could learn so to trust that person, that pilot, that you'd become willing to take the risk of flying and discover a whole other world out there? You see, that's faith in someone you've come to know and to trust. And it's like that with Jesus. The process of developing a relationship and learning to know the person Jesus can produce genuine, living faith, which becomes increasingly transformative for us. It's not blind faith that God is looking for. It's faith or trust based on a relationship with someone whom we discover can be trusted. Jesus once said, "If I don't do the things my Father does well and good, don't believe me. But if I am doing them, put aside for a moment what you hear me say about myself and just take the evidence of the actions that are right before your eyes." You see, Jesus says, "Trust in me, if not in my words, at least because of the things you see me do." He might say to us today, we can't see him with our physical eyes, but he might say something like this: "Trust in me, if not just the words I say, trust the impact I can have in your heart, in your mind, in the way that you live your life." You see, Jesus Christ can be trusted with your life. Millions, millions, tens of millions of people have discovered that fact. So our third F word is faith or trust in Jesus. Someone we've discovered can be trusted. And so to our final F word. I said earlier that Jesus is kind, gentle, compassionate, loving, and so much more as well. But he's never afraid to confront. You see, his great desire is not to give us information, but to be so living and at work within our lives that he's able to help to form our characters into good representations of himself, as he was always a good representation of his heavenly Father, God, who is, of course, as we trust in Jesus, our Father too. When we read the Gospels, we find him confronting religious people and non-religious people too. Religious people, because so often they said one thing, yet did another. And non-religious people, because they had very little idea of the kind of life God wanted people to live. So, if he confronts me, he may point out that I'm doing something wrong in some facet of my life. He does it so that he and I can see that corrected and put right. The Bible has a word for this that few modern people like to hear, and it's sin. Now, hear me out on this, because sin, the Bible tells us, is a falling short of the standard that God sets. God is holy, and sin offends God's purity, or holiness, which is one of those Bible words. But because, as Jesus says and Jesus shows us, God's attitude towards us is one of deep love, he doesn't leave us simply confronted and potentially affronted by this judgment of our lives. No, he offers a solution for which he needs our cooperation. And the solution is forgiveness, which is our final F word. He offers it, and we have the option of receiving it. But we must remember that this offer comes on the basis that we're pursuing the relationship of following Jesus, trying to find out all about who he is, and of trusting him, putting our faith in him as a reliable guide, helper, and force for our lives. If we realise the confrontation that he gives, and the offer of forgiveness that he offers to us, is done within the developing commitment of a relationship that we have with him and he with us, we may then feel less offence at being confronted. And we become free to discover his desire to help us to become the best version of ourselves that God always intended us to be. Then as we progress on that journey with Jesus, we can not only receive this gift of forgiveness and acceptance into God's love, but we are enabled to give the forgiveness gift away to others too. Now that's probably another part of the story for another time, sometime later. These four words, follow, find out, faith, and forgiveness, are a journey into knowing and experiencing Jesus Christ in our own lives. This has been one that's been my journey over many, many years, and one I'm still continuing to pursue, because it's a life journey. It's not a single step into a faith that never changes or develops. It's not a single step that means everything else remains unchanged. No, no, lots of things change. And we find that Jesus is always there to help us with that change. And I want to encourage you, if you haven't already, to start that journey by determining that you'll try to follow Jesus. You'll try not just to keep some rules, but to pursue a relationship with him. He already knows far more about you than you realize. So pursue a relationship with him. Follow him. Find Jesus. Find out what he's like in his character, in his integrity, in his actions, in his words, in the way he speaks. Find out as much as you can. The Bible's a great place for that, but so is speaking to other people who are already following him. And then place your faith in this person of Jesus that you're discovering. Embrace the risk. Take the step into a new life journey with Jesus. Finally, receive his forgiveness and let him love you back into a fuller life than you've known before. To help further, I hope you'll listen to some of the other podcasts on 633 to pursue this journey further. But remember, it's a journey. It's a journey of discovery, being with Jesus, following Jesus, pursuing a relationship with him, finding out about Jesus, what he's like in the way he lives, and placing our faith in Jesus to trust him that he will pull us through all the different scenarios of life and receive his forgiveness where you get it wrong, as I do when I get it wrong, and let him love you back into the full life that he longs for you to have. I hope you'll embrace that journey. So this is Philip from 6:33, saying goodbye and encouraging you to seek as your priority the realm of God's kingdom, which is absolutely the purpose of the 6:33 podcast. God bless you and goodbye. Thanks for listening to this 6:33 Explore podcast. Look out for more in the Explore series. They'll come out periodically. Or listen to some of the other 6:33 podcasts that are available. This is Philip saying goodbye and God bless.